Chapter 9. The Sweat Lodge Might Help You. How My Mother's Advice Gave Me Miracles. In the summer in Bishop, California, a typical temperature is 105 degrees. On Mondays, some of us wake up smiling. Mondays are sweat days. It's going to be 105 degrees. Perfect day to go into a sweat lodge. Hey, we'll all be preheated when we go in. We're all excited. Monday is sweat day. Years ago, going into a steamy enclosure made of bent willow poles and covered with Pendleton blankets in the middle of summer would have been the last thing on my mind. I'd come home to my mother with a baby in my arms and a marriage gone bad. In the native way, my mother didn't preach to me. She didn't give me a long list of shoulds. She said just one thing: the sweat lodge might help you. I knew I needed help, but I didn't know where to look. I was desperately trying to hold it together. I was trying to be a native person, but didn't even know what that meant. The line of native traditions and finding answers in the native way had been broken. Several generations of native people, including my grandmother and I, had gone to boarding schools. Many of the ways we had healed ourselves were taken away. The crystal clear path to wellness had been dug up and piled with debris. What she and many others came back with was a sense that something was missing, that there must be a better way to relate, raise families, find peace, but they weren't quite sure what it was. Starts with prayer. Many times in my life, I thank my mother for saying those simple words, "The sweat lodge might help you." It has become the cornerstone of my wellness. The sweat lodge, purification ceremony, and prayer are the foundation upon which I build all aspects of my health. I can be healthy in mind, body, spirit, and emotion because I go to sweats, because I pray. I do many things to be healthy, but I always start with prayer. I walk every day. I have changed my eating habits and eat less sugar and fat. My portion sizes are smaller, about half of what they used to be. I'm a doggy bag customer when I eat out. But these actions are just floating on the surface of my day. There are things my body does, steps it takes to be physically healthy. In many ways, these actions are easy. They're easy because the deep-down driving force is grounded in prayer and tradition. My day starts with prayer. I light the smudge and pray to the four directions, to the ancestors, people, animals, and sacred sites. I pray to the Creator and to Mother Earth. I start my prayer by giving thanks. I am thankful for the blessings of Bob, my family, my friends, my health, my home, and my community. Then I ask for help. I don't ask to lose weight or to be skinny. I ask for help to be a person with good health so I can take care of my family. Being thankful and asking for help sets the stage for me to look at all moments of my day in a positive, humble way. Over and over, I'm amazed at how prayer and going to sweats affect my life. They say if you pray over water, it changes the molecules. With prayer, water molecules are moved, are changed into something more spectacular. I smudge and pray over my blood sugar monitor, my files of paperwork, my computer. I pray before every meal, blessing and improving the molecules that go into my body. Three men brought back tradition. When my mother said to me, "The sweat lodge might help you," she wasn't sure what a sweat lodge was. During that time, I think my mother was seeing an awakening of our people. Three Paiute men from Bishop went to Wyoming to learn the sweat lodge way. They brought back the tradition, taught us to focus only on our prayers and sing with all of our hearts. They taught us it is okay to cry in the darkness and high heat, that by the steam and tears we will be purified. I thank those three men who have now passed away, all elders and medicine men who work to keep our traditions and ceremonies alive. I think of them when I stand on the ridge of Chalk Bluffs at the base of Mount Tom or any sacred site. I go to these places to gather medicinal plants and basket-making materials. Before I harvest, I offer tobacco, burn sage, sing, and pray. I feel an instant connection to Mother Earth, the Creator, and my ancestors. Each sprig of sage, leaf of tobacco, branch of willow is precious. I gently cut the willow branches, smell them, and put them in my canvas bag. Time is slow and focused. Gathering is not an act of numbers. Gathering is a meditation, like a prayer. The beauty of beadwork. Doing beadwork is also like a prayer. Beadwork just doesn't happen. It starts with a good heart. The tension on the string, the motion of pulling, going back and forth, giving and taking, is like a dance. It shows what is going on in your heart. Be in a good way. Eat right. Don't harm anyone. Keep the yard clean. Be humble and generous. Harbor no resentment. Put your life in order, like the order of the beads. Create beauty from the tips of your fingers. The finished piece of beadwork reveals your heart. Experiencing miracles. Long before I found out I had diabetes, I was praying and going to sweat lodges. When I developed diabetes, one of the first things I asked the doctors was, "Can I go to traditional sweat lodge?" The doctors didn't know the answer, but I knew I could not be healthy without the traditional sweat lodge. After my first sweat, I felt dizzy. I learned to eat a small snack before I went in and to drink lots of water. Sometimes I test my blood sugar before I go in to make sure it isn't too low. I know if I get dizzy during sweats, I can get permission to leave. I never stop going to sweats. I go every Monday. If I miss a sweat, I can tell right away. Small events seem overwhelming. The protection of the ceremony seems to be missing. Life seems a little harder. I seem to lose inspiration for my beadwork. And so with diabetes, and even in 105-degree weather, I go to sweats. This tradition, coupled with prayer and visiting sacred sites, keeps me protected. Sure, there are difficult times. Life isn't rosy. But if I fall, I don't fall so hard. I am able to look at my problems with purpose and clarity. I'm able to look at my beadwork and see the hidden pattern, the flow of color, the miraculous finished piece. Prayer, sweat lodge, ceremonies, gathering and creating beadwork all set me up to experience life from a sacred place, to experience miracles. Thank you, Mother, for your wise words. You were right. Chapter 9, Wit and Wisdom. I ask myself, what do I need for my spirit? What ceremonies, traditions, and art will help me? Who can teach me? What can I do every day that will nourish my spirit? How shall I begin? When shall I begin?